It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. In recent weeks, we've been hearing about the surge of undocumented minors from Central America crossing into the U.S. Some call it a humanitarian crisis, while others look at it as the result of failed immigration policies. Now, Wolverine Human Services has applied to be a subcontractor to house these children at their facility in Vassar. Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
So Wolverine Human Services formally applied to house about 120 of these kids. Where do things stand right now?
Well, Wolverine actually is a part of a larger potential contract. There's an organization based in Chicago called Heartland that Wolverine would be subcontracting with to provide these services. I spoke with the Department of Health and Human Services just 2 days ago, and there have been, at least at that point in time, no decisions made about the award of contracts. But I do think it's fair for people in the community to begin to think about the implications of this and to, you know, and to have a rational discussion about what it might mean, because I think there is some degree of likelihood that Wolverine will be providing some shelter for these young unaccompanied minors that have made their way to our border.
Well, I'm sure you're aware the response to the news about some of these kids potentially being housed at this facility, it's been mixed. So what would you like people to know about these children, and what would you like them to know about what it could mean for that community?
Well, first of all, I do have some understanding for the concerns expressed by people. Unfortunately, I think many of the concerns that are being expressed are really about the larger question of immigration, and some are conflating the issue of these really refugees with the larger issue of immigration policy, and I think that's a mistake. These are, for the most part, children who have been either in danger or victims of crime, or in some cases subject to sex trafficking, that come from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and are in real danger, and have found their way to the U.S. border to seek shelter and asylum. We have law that deals with this. It happens to be that the numbers are enormous, and so we have to deal with that question, how we manage this. But I do think it's important that people take a deep breath, dial down the rhetoric, don't listen to the extreme speech on either end of the political spectrum, but get the facts, and then make a judgment that's consistent with our American values and one's own conscience. And I think if people do that, and if more people would do that, both inside and outside the political sphere, we would be able to deal with this problem in a much more rational and compassionate way.
Well, President Obama has called on Congress to approve $3.7 billion to address this issue. But about 57,000 of these kids have entered the country since October. So why is this response coming so late? People are calling it or treating it as if it's a new crisis, but this has been an ongoing issue for some time.
Yeah, I agree. And I think this is where there's plenty of criticism to go around. I have been quite critical of many of the extreme voices that have been pushing back on us doing anything, those that have basically said seal the border and turn these people away. I don't think that's right. But I think it is fair to criticize the president for not taking the initiative much earlier and engaging Congress much earlier on this question and getting it dealt with.
What kind of immigration policy or immigration reform would you like to see, and do you think it would fix this current crisis?
Well, it certainly would have made this crisis far less volatile. Comprehensive immigration reform, which we all talk about, but very, very often do we talk about what it's comprised of. But comprehensive immigration reform, such as that which I have co-sponsored, would have included border security, significantly increased border security. But as important as that would be significant increase in the resources to adjudicate the many, many cases that are outstanding, not just cases for asylum, but other cases that are pending for requests for visas or for citizenship, for that matter. So had we acted a year ago or 14 months ago, when many of us introduced a House version of what was the Senate-passed immigration reform bill, and had that been signed into law, we would have had far more resources available to deal with these problem cases. And while they still may have come, They would be adjudicated much more quickly. And I think that would have stemmed the tide to a certain extent. Because right now, if you are at risk in Honduras, you really should, or Guatemala, you can seek asylum. But I think there are a reasonable number of those who are coming that might not be true asylum cases, but are using the crisis as a vehicle to try to gain entry to the U.S. We have to be honest with ourselves and say that there are some cases that fit that category. And even those of us that are sympathetic to those seeking asylum need to realize that there are many who are not, and we need to be able to adjudicate those cases and send them on their way back to their home nations much more quickly. Comprehensive immigration reform would have included the resources to do that. And that's why I regret that that in this case, the Republican leadership, I try not to make this a partisan question because it ought not be, but it is a fact that it is the Republican leadership in the House that has been unwilling to bring up comprehensive immigration reform. And we are paying a price as a nation for that failure to act.
So beyond immigration policy, what kind of role, if any, do you think the U.S. has in making these Central American countries more stable?
I think that's an important point, and I think we have to realize that it's in our national interest to deal with these questions. Very often, and I don't mean to overgeneralize, but very often, many of the voices that stand in the way of dealing with this immigration crisis, this refugee crisis in a compassionate way, are often the same voices that say we ought not be engaged in global or regional affairs, that we ought to simply not just close our borders when it comes to immigration, but close our borders when it comes to sort of our role within the region or within the world. But we also have to recognize it's in our national interest to do so, to provide greater stability to these nations within Central America. Does not only fit our moral values, but in the long term, would minimize the kinds of issues that we're dealing with now with 50 or 60,000 people coming to our borders to seek shelter.
Congressman, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.